Kof Tes Iyar, Thursday the 2nd of June, Rabbi Rafael Goldblatt, the Minhag of eating dairy food on Shavuos.
Versus the Minhag of eating cheesecake or other milchic foods on Shavuos is quite an old Minhag. It's been around about 700 years. It's mentioned in some Rishonim, and many, many different reasons have been given over the 700 years. So we're going to go through some of them, and we're also going to point out as we go along there are different ways that people are makayim the minhag, different times that they have them, or do they have them during a meal, do they have them not during a meal, some of which depends on the different reasons. You would be fulfilling it according to some reasons, not others, and we'll find that out as we go along. The earliest makoris of the minhag of eating milchik on Shavuos are in the Kolboy and the Sefer Hagois on the Sefer Minhagim of Isaac Tirna, both of which are about 650-700 years ago. And they just say there's a minhag to eat milchik on Shavuos. Rabbi Isaac Tirna has a remez from a pasuk. Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Uviyom HaBikurim, on the Yom Tov when we celebrate the ripening of the fruit, V'hakrivechem min chochad oshol Hashem, when you bring the korban of the Shtei Alechem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that the Rosh Yitevis, the acronym of Mincho Chadosho Lashem B'Shavuoy Seichem, is named Ches Lamed Beis, Mecholov, things that are made from milk. So B'Hakrivechem Mecholov, when on Shavuos, on Yom HaBikurim, you would bring things, which means you would serve things, you would eat things that are made from milk, which is obviously a remez, but doesn't actually have a svara. So we're going to go through a few of the reasons, and we'll see the how different all the different reasons are. We have to split the reasons into two sections, basically. There's the first four reasons, which are reasons why we would eat milk or things based on milk, and there are another two reasons, which are completely different, which are reasons why we eat milk and meat together, but not together in a way that would be asa, together in a way that we're demonstrating that it's not asa, we eat milk and then meat at the same meal. That's the fifth and sixth reasons, which we'll get to. The first reason, the earliest reason in time of the Sefer written, which is in the Kolboy, and also the simplest reason, is very poshut. Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Shavuos we celebrate, we commemorate Kabbalas HaTorah. So the Kolboy says that part of our celebration of Kabbalas HaTorah is that we'll eat those foods to which Torah is nimshal. Torah is compared to a number of different foods, if you go through the Psukim in Nach, and one of them is milk. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Hei, Shav Torah 4, Parshas Noach and Parshas Re'ei, Hoi Kol Tzomei L'chulamayim, anyone who's thirsty, who desires to become close to Hashem, should go to the water. Water here meaning Torah or Yiddishkeit. And then it carries on, L'chu Shivru, B'loi Mechir, go buy without paying, Yayin V'cholov, wine and milk. Which the Mepharshim explains to mean a moshel for Torah, for Yiddishkeit, wine and milk. The Gemara says in Tanis, that Torah in this pasuk is compared to three different things, to water, to wine, and to milk, all of which are things that have to be kept in earthenware vessels. You can't keep them in expensive vessels, because then they'll go bad, the wine would go sour, the milk would go off. And similarly, Torah, if someone who learns Torah has to have anova. And there are other reasons given for the moshel in the Mepharshim. But we see in the pasuk that Torah is compared to water, wine, and milk. So why would they choose milk of those three as the one we eat on Shavuos? Presumably because water is not chashu enough, and wine we'll be having anyway. Because every Yom Tov we have to have wine. We have to have Kiddush, and Simchas Yom Tov we have wine. But Torah is nimshal to milk, and therefore we have milk on Shavuos. We have milk-based things, milk-based foods, things made of milk on Shavuos. It's part of the celebration of Kabbalas HaTorah. Now, because the Kolboy's reason is the things that the Torah is compared to, he also says that the minhag includes another machol, which doesn't seem to be the minhag particularly nowadays, but he says that in the same way that we eat milk, we also eat dvash, we also eat honey. We eat things that are made from honey and milk. I don't know if he means separately or one thing that's made of both, but Torah is of course nimshal to honey. It's mesukim midvash v'nofes tzufim, the sweetness of honey. And therefore eating honey is also something that we would use to celebrate Kabbalas HaTorah. He brings the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Vash v'cholav tachas l'shoinecha, because Baruch Hu says to Kal Yisrael that your speech, tachas l'shoinecha, what's coming out from your mouth, is dvash v'cholav, is honey and milk, which most of Farshim explain to mean the Torah. And that, because dvash and cholav, either together or separately, are luxurious things, or sweet things, that's why the Torah is interesting there, and therefore to celebrate Kabbalas HaTorah, we have dvash and cholav on Shavuos. For some reason, the dvash doesn't seem to have carried on through the Zoros. As far as I know, there's no minhag particularly. Most people don't have a minhag of eating honey on Shavuos.
Sfarim do.
The Sfarim do?
No.
But we've kept only the milk from that. So according to the Kolbe, we ought to eat both, but we've continued the minhag of eating milk as commemoration for Matan Torah. There are another two reasons which are also connected to Kabbalah Satorah, to Matan Torah, which are less directly connected. The first reason is in the Mishnah Berurah, it's quite famous. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shamati b'shem Godel Echod, I've heard in the name of one great Talmid Chacham, and he doesn't say who it was. Now the story behind this reason, and you have to work out for yourself why the Mishnah Berurah didn't want to say who it was or what the story was behind it, bearing in mind that he's the Mechaba of the only Sefer Hilchos Lashon Hara that ever existed. The story is that Rabbi Yitzchok of Beditcha, when he was a young boy, we don't know exactly how old, 6, 7, 8, his father caught him in the middle of Shavuos night stealing cheesecake. He'd crept down in the night to take some cheesecake from the icebox. I don't know what they had in those days. Perhaps his father was up learning all night. I don't know. We don't know how he caught him. And his father was about to beat him. And then he said, you know what? If you can tell me two reasons why we have milchik on Shavuos, I'll forego the punishment. I won't beat you. And the precocious boy said one reason, maybe the kol, but we don't know what his first reason was. And he didn't know a second reason, so he thought of one off the top of his head. And he said the following reason, which has then become one of the major reasons for the minhag of eating milchik. It's actually the only one in the Mishnah Berurah. He said that at Kabbalah Satorah, until the moment of Kabbalah Satorah, until Vav Sivan at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael didn't have most of the mitzvahs. They didn't have to shech their animals. They didn't have to salt the meat. They didn't have to take out the chelev. They didn't have to take out the gitah nosheh. They didn't have to be marked not to eat milk together with meat. They didn't have any of the mitzvahs that we had.
Gita
Noshe
probably did, right?
Gita Noshe depends. Depends, right, they may have. It wasn't Mitzuve in the same way. This was his Atnot and Torah. It became a Chiyuv until then it was Masorah. They may have done it, yeah. So any meat that they had ready to eat would need a lot of preparation before, even if they would be allowed to eat it when it hadn't been shechted, which is a Machlokes, where they had to shecht in the Midbar. But firstly, it wouldn't have been shechted. Even if they didn't need to shecht it, or it happened to have been shechted, it was unlikely. They would still need to salt it. They would need to take out the chelev to do the nikur. There would be a lot of a big procedure that we need to go through. He also says that they had a problem with the kalim. All the kalim would be full of the blias of all the things that they'd eaten that they were no longer allowed to eat, and therefore it was just too difficult to prepare anything fleishik. It just wasn't possible. But milk is the same milk. It was kosher before, it's kosher afterwards. You can eat it cold, didn't need the preparation. So they ate milchik on Yom Tov, and then after Yom Tov they started shechting animals.
Evening or Yom Tov day?
After Matan Torah, so Yom Tov day. Even Yom Tov day.
We got back to the evening, but
we'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there. That's soon. That's only later. Yeah, I understand. So Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, he suggested, this is not bad for a small boy, he thought off the top of his head that the Klal Yisrael in the Midbar presumably would not have eaten any meat. They wouldn't have eaten anything that needed significant preparation. It would be too difficult. After Matan Torah, they sat down, they had a milchik meal, and to commemorate that, we also eat milchik on Shavuos. There's a kasha on this reason, an interesting question, which the Achronim asked. There's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a machloikas whether Klal Yisrael needed to shecht animals in the Midbar. And then the Gemara has a shaila. The Gemara says, according to the man de Omar, that they didn't need to shecht animals in the Midbar, what would happen if they took meat into Eretz Yisrael, and now they would have had to start shechting anything that they would want to eat? Would they have had to shecht, would they be allowed to eat the meat from before when they didn't need to shecht the animals? And some Achronim say that this is only because of the Lashna Pasuk. The Pasuk is Kisavoyu El Oretz, that you have to uzvachtem, you have to start shechting. But others learn that there's a klal, that something that has that you already have, which is already a food item, can't afterwards just become osa just because there's a new tzivui, there's a new Kabbalah Satorah, and the tzivui started when you came into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the Gemara says teiku, the Gemara is not sure, the Gemara remains with the sofik. There's one nafkamina, for example, in the poskim, pas akum, which is only applies in places where it's been accepted. In France, for example, the gzera of pas akum was never mukubal. The balitosis in France used to eat pas akum. So someone who's in France buys a loaf of bread and then takes it to England, would he be allowed to eat it? Which is discussed in the poskim based on this Gemara. However, the Rebbe's tradition, the Kedushas Levi, and the Mishnah Berurah, who follows his reason, have assumed that if you have meat from before Matan Torah, and then the Torah is given, And the new tzivui to shech, the new tzivui to take out the chelev and so on, even the blias in the kelim from before, would all become asa, which is not necessarily consistent with the sophic of this Gemara. Perhaps they've gone with the other side, which is that the Gemara only means because of the Lashon HaPosuk in Shechita, that specifically the mitzvah of Shechita only applies once you come into Israel, then you have to start shechting the animals, and so on.
Why is that so different?
The Pasuk says Ki Sovayu El Oret about Shechita, so there's this machlekes from Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara. The third reason, also a reason why after Matan Torah they would have eaten milk, is in the Sefer Nezirus Shimshon. He says that before Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael that the Hayu Nechonim Shoshes Yomim, be prepared for 3 days. Al Tigashu El Isha, don't draw near to a woman. They have to be very careful not to become tommy, neither the men nor the women. Now, there's a Maril, which is quoted in the Ramo in Hilchas Yom Kippur, in Simon Tov Reish Ches. Maril says that on Erev Yom Kippur, we avoid Ma'acholim, that we have a Kabbalah, that they can increase Zera in the body, they increase the likelihood of Keri, which of course would be a Tumah. And one of those Ma'acholim, which is mentioned there, is Cholov, milk. Maril says that if you eat that milk, increases the Zera in the body, and therefore the likelihood of becoming a Bal Keri after eating milk is increased. And on Erev Yom Kippur, we don't eat milk at the Sodom HaSekas, or even before, two different Minhagim. Therefore, says Nezirus Shimshon, at least the day before Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were making sure not to eat any milk, because in the same way that we avoid to avoid becoming Tomei Yom Kippur, it was much more important, it was a Tzivya for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they should avoid Tumah for Matan Torah itself. So they didn't eat milk for at least Erev Shavuos and the night of Shavuos until after Matan Torah. And after Matan Torah, wonderful, they can go back to eating milk again. So not that there's any reason why they wouldn't be eating meat, but at least they went back to eating milk, and perhaps they specifically ate milk then because they were now allowed to again, to show that they're now allowed to, or to celebrate the Kabbalah Sator. And therefore, in the same way, to commemorate that, we eat the milk. That's the reason of the Nezirus Shimshon. Now, those three reasons are all connected to Matan Torah. The reason of the kolboy is that it's moshul, the Torah itself is nimshal to cholov, and therefore we eat that. The reason of Kedushas Levi, quoted in Mishnah Berurah, is that after Matan Torah they couldn't really eat meat, so therefore they ate milk. And the reason of Zerus Shimshon is that after Matan Torah they were again allowed to eat milk, which they had avoided beforehand, and one of those three reasons we eat milk. There's a completely different reason, which is the final reason of our first set, which is the reason of the Mogen Avraham. We find in many places in the Torah that things work in cycles of seven. Briyas Ha'olam, obviously, the week, Shemitah, Eved Ivri, many things work in seven, including going from Tumah to Tahara. Every single Tumah in the Torah either lasts for 1 day only till that night, or it goes in a cycle of seven in different ways. Taras, the Kohen checks every 7 days. A mace, someone who touches a mace is Tomei for 7 days. He needs a Sazar, Shvishi, Shvi. Nida, Niledes are Tomei for 7 days. Zov and Zovar need Shiva Nakim. They become Tomei with whatever the emission is. And then they have 7 days without any tumah, and during those 7 days they have to have shiva nakim, they have to be boidik, and then afterwards they become tahir. So the Zohar says, and Avraham brings the Zohar, that we know that the ultimate seven is seven sevens. That's yovel, is 49 years. The Zohar says that Sfiras Ha'omer is the seven sevens. Sfiras Ha'omer is the way that Klal Yisrael go from tumah to becoming possible, capable. Of being Mekabel Torah, of becoming the Am Hashem completely. Once they've gone through the seven sevens of Tahara, then they're able to be Mekabel Torah. So the seven sevens are equivalent in a way to the Shiva Nakiim of a Tomei, of a Zav or a Zava, go through the Shiva Nakiim, and then we've reached the level where we can be Mekabel the Torah, having come out of that time and gone up through the seven times seven. So it says the Mogen Avraham, we know that red and dam are symbols of Tumah throughout Nach. The Nevi'im always use red in Yadim Katolik at Semer Yu. The red is the Chet, the white is the Tara, the white is the Tshuva, the white is the Kapora. He says something that shows that. He says that a Meinekes, a woman who's nursing, she doesn't have her period, she doesn't menstruate, she doesn't have nidus. Dam ne karvanas the cholov, one mandom in the Gemara, the dam that she would have had changes into milk. So he says that's a symbol of the tumah turning into the tara. She has yimei toyar if she was a yeledus, and so on. So he says for that reason, once we've gone through the yimei tara of the days of becoming tohar of Sfiras Ha'omer from Yetzias Mitzrayim, we go all the way up to Matan Torah, to Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos. Therefore, we should eat milk which is white and also symbolizes tara in the way of the menekes not being royal dam. And therefore we eat milk on Shavuos for that reason. Now, that's our first set of four reasons. The four reasons why we should eat milk on Shavuos. Three of which are connected to Matan Torah, one is not. There's an important potential nafkamina between the reasons, before we get to the next reasons. If you look in all the earlier Makoros for the minig of eating milk on Shavuos, the Kolba is very, very clear, and other Makoros also. The original minig of eating milk on Shavuos was Shavuos day. The minig of eating Shavuos night came into existence much, much later. The Darkei Tshuva, who is only 100 years ago, explains why we changed it from eating milk Shavuos day to Shavuos night. We'll get to his reason later. But the original minig was definitely to eat milk during the day. The person discussed, do you have to eat meat as well? Do you have to eat meat at the same meal? Do you have to eat meat later? Does the Yom Tov meal have to include meat? The Kolboy says that you should eat it later in the afternoon. He says, what will you do if it's not 6 hours? How will you be able to cover the minig? And so on. But they're all very clear that the minig originally was eating milk or milky foods during the day of Yom Tov. Now, if we go with the reason of the Kolboy himself, who, as we said, says clearly that the minig was to eat in the day. Now, Kolboy says that we're celebrating Matan Torah. When would we celebrate Matan Torah and Shavuos? It's not clear. The Matan Torah itself happened during the day. Our Priya Satorah, which is the Some Achronim say is itself a way of reenacting Matan Torah, is obviously during the day. Could you eat the milk during the night and still be Mekayem the Minig? Perhaps. Not clear. According to the Mogen Avraham, you definitely could. Mogen Avraham, it has nothing to do with Matan Torah. Because the Mogen Avraham, the point is that we've been through Sfiras HaEmet, we've reached the Tara, that we have the potential to be Mekabel the Torah, which was just as much during the night as during the day. Sfiras HaEmet, the Tmimim, the Sheva Shavuos Tmimos Tehiyana have finished already. And Shavuos night, we can also eat the milk. However, if you hold of the Nazir Shimshon's reason, which is that after Matan Torah, they could start eating milk again because they no longer had to avoid becoming tummy, or the Mishnah Berurah's reason, which is that after Matan Torah they couldn't eat the meat, it's likely that since that only ever happened during the day of Shavuos, the whole minhag was originally to eat milk during the day because that was what we were remembering. If we eat milk during the night, that's exactly what they didn't do. According to the Nazir Shimshon, what they avoided was eating milk during the night of Shavuos because they didn't want to become tummy before Matan Torah. And according to the Kedushas Levi, there was just no reason why they would have eaten milk there. The whole reason why they may have eaten milk, why he suggests that they ate milk rather than meat, was because after Matan Torah they no longer could eat the meat. It was too difficult. That's a possible nafkamina. There are two more reasons, which, as I said, are not explaining why we eat milk, but reasons why we have to eat milk and meat at the same Yom Tov, the same meal, the same time, whatever. The first reason is the Ramah. There's halacha in Hilchos Basar B'Cholov, it's Yerushalmi, that slices of bread that have been on the table during a meaty meal can't be eaten during a milky meal, and vice versa. Because you've touched it with your hands, you've touched it with your mouth, they used to eat bread with all their fingers. It wasn't like we have a piece of bread now and again, but we also have the actual main part of the meal as well. They used to eat bread together with everything, and therefore there's a chashash that the bread would have become milk, it would have been absorbed, would have been touched by dirty hands, either milk or meat, whichever meal it is, we can't eat another meal. Therefore, says the Ramah, if we eat milk at our Yom Tov meal, he also says Yom Shavuos, if we eat milk at our Yom Tov meal, and then of course we're going to have to eat meat, because on Yom Tov you eat meat, which is much earlier as well. So we'll have milk and meat at the same meal, and we'll have to have two separate challahs. We'll have to have one challah for the milchik and one challah for the fleishik, because we can't use the same pieces of bread that we've eaten with during the milchik meal, that even if we didn't finish them, we can't then use them during the fleishik meal. So we'll have two separate challahs. Not like a normal Shabbos Yom Tov, you have lechem mishnah, but you may take one of them away. You'll have to actually eat from both challahs. And the korban of Shavuos, the mincha chadosha of the pasuk, is the shtei alechem. We brought two loaves of bread to the mizveach, to the Beis HaMikdash. So, as a zecher to the Shtei HaLechem, we want to ensure that we're going to have two separate challahs at our Yom Tov meal, and therefore we eat milchik followed by fleishik at the same meal. That's the reason of the Ramah. Which, of course, we have to clean our mouths in between, and we have to wash our hands, and so on. All the harchokas that it says in Hilchos Basar B'Cholov, we have to keep, but we have to make sure that we're going to eat meat and milk at the same meal. The sixth reason, the second reason of the which is like this, is in the Torah Chaim in Bavim Tzir of Pei Gimel, quoted in a number of poskim in the Berhetiv in the Beis Halevi Al Torah. He says there's a famous story in many midrashim in Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Ches. Moshe Olo LaMorim, when Moshe went up to Shemayim to be mekabel the Torah, so the Malachim said, why should you have the Torah? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you the Torah? We want it. And Moshe Rabbeinu argued with them. Achoyz b'kisei HaKovod, the Gemara HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he holds on to the kisei HaKovod and he argues with them. He says, are you mechabed your parents? Do you do this mitzvah? Do you do that mitzvah? The Gemara doesn't mention it, but in the Psikta, and it's also in the Das Kenu the Balei Tosim in Paras Vayera, He said, they quote from the Midrash, they say, and they add in that one of the tainas that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim was, when you, three Malachim, went to visit Avraham Avinu, at the beginning of Parashas Vayera, he brought you chemo of a cholov uvenabokar, you ate milk with meat, you ate basa b'cholov. Since we see that Malachim have eaten basa b'cholov, Beis Halevi says they're allowed to eat basa b'cholov because for them it's not properly eating, and so on. But since we've seen that the Malachim eat basa b'cholov, that's another reason why Klal Yisrael should get the Torah, because we'll be careful not to eat basa b'cholov. So says the Torah's time. Therefore, we want to demonstrate that we're careful not to eat basa b'cholov, and how can we show that we're careful? Only by eating milk followed by meat, and being marked on all the harchokas that we have to do to avoid there being any mixture, even though it's to avoid only an issur drabonon, because it won't be mixed when it's cooked, but it's still, it's a demonstration about being careful of the issur, to avoid the issur basa b'cholov, that we eat milk followed by meat. Again, we don't know whether according to the Ramah and according to the Teres Chaim, the minhag would dafka have to be during the day or during the night. According to the Ramah, it's connected to Shtei Alechem, which obviously was brought during the day. According to the Behetev, it's connected to Matan Torah, which again was during the day. But we don't. It's not 100% clear that it would only be Mekayim, the minhag, if you eat it during the day. However, there is a difference between these two reasons and the first reasons. According to the first four reasons, if you only eat milchik the whole Yom, so if you've been Mekayim, the minhag, you may not have been Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov, the Indian of having meat on Yom Tov, which is a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. The poskim say, but you have been Mekayim the minhag of having milchik. However, according to the Ramah, and according to the Teres Chaim, according to the Ramah, to commemorate the Shtei Alechem, according to the Teres Chaim, as part of the demonstration that we're careful in the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu used to prove to the Malachim that we should get the Torah rather than them keeping it, the whole kiyum of the minhag, you've only fulfilled the minhag at all if you have milk followed by meat at the same time. According to the Ramah, it would have to be during a meal, because you have to have had the bread. It has to be during your Yom Tov meal. You have a loaf, a challah with the milchik, and then another challah with the fleishik. According to the Teres Chaim, it doesn't have to be during the meal. You can have kiddush with cheesecake followed by meat if you want. You've been mekayim the minhag just as much. It doesn't have to be during the Yom Tov meal, but also you have to have the milk followed by the meat.
The lechem.
Pardon?
The Shtei Alechem.
Feed the Ramah, you have to the Shtei Alechem. It has to be during the Yom Tov meal.
Same
we don't do any zeicha for the Shtei Alechem. I mean, we lay it in maftir, but we don't. But the minhag is not connected to the Shtei Alechem. The second reason, the minhag is because of the Matan Torah. We're showing that we keep basa b'cholov. That's all. It's not connected to the korbanos. Now, there's another thing that the poskim say. It's as we've mentioned, the Haggai in the Sefer Minhagim mentions it already, which is one of the earliest makoros. Which is that besides the fact that we have a minhag of eating milchik, there is an inyan, a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. They used to bring shlomim on, korbanos shlomim on Yom Tov, shalmi simcha. They used to, and everyone always used to eat meat on Yom Tov. And the Rambam says there's a mitzvah, an inyan, to eat meat every Yom Tov. So the Haggadah Menachem says, of course we have the minhag to eat milchik, but we're also going to eat meat. And not necessarily according to him, he doesn't give any reason, but according to him who may have followed one of the other reasons, that's part of the minhag, like the Ramah and Teres Chaim. But we do have to eat milk, and also at some point in Yom Tov day, we have to also eat meat. So it seems in a number of makaris that the original minhag was that during Shavuos day, they used to eat milk and then meat at the same meal or before the meal. And that's how they used to do it. They used to do it together. The Kolbe says they used to eat meat, and then a few hours later they used to eat the milk. But most of the other makoros say they used to, on Shavuos morning, the meal that they had was milk and meat. However, the Teres Chaim himself, who says that you can only be mekayim the minhag if you eat milk and meat, says that this is not acceptable, and we have to be mevatel the minhag. He says the reason we have to be mevatel the minhag is because of the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim. The Zohar says in Parshas Mishpatim, Haiman de mechal hani mechla, someone who eats these two foods, basar and cholov, b'chadashata at one time, or b'chadasudasa, or at one meal, and the Zohar lists a whole litany of punishments and klolos that will come upon such a person. Al pi Kabbalah, the poskim to the Beis Yosef quotes this in Erech Chaim Siman Kufayin Gimel. The poskim say that many poskim understand from the Zohar that if you eat milk and meat at the same meal, even in a way that otherwise would be mutter medina de gemara, you eat the milk, you clean your mouth, and then you eat the meat. If it's at the same meal without benching in between, it's still something that al pi Kabbalah has to be avoided. Therefore, says the Teres Chaim, he's now being mevatel the minhag. There's no longer going to be any minhag of eating milk on Shavuos, at least in his kehillah. I don't know how many people listen to him. And we're not going to eat milk on Shavuos anymore, because you can only do it if you're going to eat milk and meat, the shitosoi. And you're not allowed to eat milk and meat at the same meal, and therefore we have to just abandon the whole thing, we abolish the whole minhag. According to the other poskim, not the Ramah, but the first four reasons that we've said, theoretically one could eat the milk say bracha achrona, and a few hours later eat a fleishig meal, which would also be a kiyum. You've had your simchas yom tov, and you've had your milk, which are completely separate. Going to the Ramah, there's no way, and the Torah's time himself, there's no way of being mekayim the minig if you're makbid on the zayar. Many poskim just say that we're not makbid on this zayar, it's against the Gemara, the pashas of the Gemara, it's not clear that that's even shat in the zayar. The Mishnah Berurah just ignores it completely. And therefore, they say that we continue the minhag of eating milchik and fleishik at the same meal. However, the Darkei Tshuva writes that there are two ways that have developed of being the kind of minhag in order to satisfy all these different problems. He says that the minhag in his kehila, which is, I think, still a chesidish minhag, is that we don't have any milchik meal at any time on Shavuos. We have fleishik Shavuos night, we have fleishik Shavuos morning. Before the meal, after Shachris, either early in the morning or later, we have a milchik kiddush. And thus we're Mekayim before the first four reasons. They're not Mekayim the Ramah or the first time, because they've not had milk followed by meat, but they have eaten milk on Shavuos, and then they've had their Yom Tov meal, which included meat. And the Rishon says that's the right thing to do. He also brings another minhag, which he says that people change the minhag in order to avoid the tainas that we've been mentioning. We've said that you have to eat the milchik in the day, but you also have to eat meat because of Simchas Yom Tov, and presumably they didn't want to eat two meals, for whatever reason. So he says, for that reason, people moved it. They were mischakim, he says. They thought they were being clever, and they moved the minhag of eating milchik to the night, which is what many people do. They eat their Yom Tov meal, either just of milk or milk and meat, during the night. And therefore, if they eat just milk, they've not got the problem of having to eat meat on Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov, because in many poskim, Shagas Ari says that there's no Indian of eating meat Yom Tov night. Other people say it's just as much during the night as the day, but you only have to do it once in the 24-hour period. So in the night they have milchik, and in the day you have fleishik. However, he says, he holds that's not good enough, he holds you have to have meat during the night as well, and besides that you're not being mekayim according to those two reasons, because they weren't eating milk followed by meat, otherwise they could have done it during the day. They're only being mekayim according to the first four reasons, and if you want to eat milk followed by meat, he says, of course you have the zohar, so there's nothing to avoid. There's no way to be mekayim the minhag according to the Ramah the Torah's Chaim. Eating it in the night, he says, doesn't help you avoid the chiyuv of Shamei Simcha, because he himself holds that you have to eat Yom Tov night as well. And he holds, the Darkei Tshuva holds, that the only way is to have a milchik kiddush, and then later have a fleishik suda. So again, just to summarize, there are the two ways which seem to be kayam, most kehillahs, are mekayim the minhag of eating milk on Shavuos in one of the two ways. Either to eat the milchik meal Yom Tov night, and then to eat fleishik Yom Tov day, or to have a fleishik meal Yom Tov night, fleishik Yom Tov day, and then to have a milchik kiddush. Eating milchik Yom Tov night, even if we don't hold like the Darkei Tshuva, we hold like the Shagas Ari, that there is no chiyuv to meet Yom Tov night, still may not be mekayim the minhag according to all the different reasons, because as we pointed out, according to the Kedushas Levi, that they ate the meat, they ate it because the reason they ate milk in the midbar was because it was too difficult to prepare the meat. It seems likely that you can only be mekayim the minhag if you eat it during the day. According to the Nazirus Shimshon, that the reason was because they were trying to avoid eating milk beforehand, so as to avoid the possibility of becoming tamei for matan Torah. Again, it's only after matan Torah that you can milk. According to those two reasons, we wouldn't be mekayim the minhag at all if we have the milk only during the night. According to the Ramah and the Torah's Chaim, neither way is being mekayim the minhag at all, because as the Torah's Chaim himself says, that he wants to be mevatel the minhag, because he holds there is no way of being mekayim, because the only way that you can be mekayim the minhag at all is if you have one meal which includes milk followed by meat with a separation, cleaning your mouth and so on. That's the only way we became a minhag of the Zeicher L'Shtei Alechem, or the Zeicher of the argument between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim, and that doesn't seem that most people do anymore. This seems to be rendered probably because of the Zohar, as many poskim say.